Your baby diapers, soft on skin.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 Hours Main News. We'll take a look at stories making headlines. Government aged to secure emergency fuel reserves amid U.S.-Iran war. Delay in ECL's barrel, a national embarrassment, says DUP president. DR Congo government says 200 killed after landslide at rebel-held 9.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
For the details, my name is Kalunga Mukulangoma Mwape. Now, the Democratic Progressive Party President Antonio Mwanza has urged government to urgently mobilize emergency funds and procure fuel reserves to avoid a potential national shortage. Speaking in reaction to concerns over the country's fuel security in view of the U.S.-Iran war, Mr. Mwanza says Zambia must treat the matter as an emergency after indications that the country's fuel stocks are significantly below the recommended safety threshold. He says that Zambia has consistently maintained that the country should hold at least 90 days of fuel import cover, but recent information from the Energy Regulation Board indicates that available stocks could last only about 20 days. Mr. Mwanza has also called on government to immediately secure enough fuel supplies to sustain the country for at least 60 days in order to cushion the economy from possible disruptions. He has further advised government to establish strategic fuel reserves in the medium and long term to ensure the country can withstand global supply shocks. Mr. Mwanza has warned that as rising geopolitical tensions involving Iran, the United States and Israel could disrupt the global fuel supply chains, making it critical for Zambia to strengthen its energy security.
90 days of import cover of our fuel requirements. And the ARB has just told us that they have got fuel which only lasts for up to 20 days. So this is an emergency. The government in the immediate must set aside emergency funds and procure at least fuel that will last the nation for the next 60 days. This must be treated as an emergency. Going forward, in a medium and long-term basis, government must think of building strategic reserves for fuel that can last us for a period not less than 90 days in any situation in an event of a crisis like we face today.
Back Minister of Energy Makoso Chikoti has assured the nation that Zambia's petroleum supply remains secure and that there is no immediate threat to fuel availability. Speaking at a media briefing in Lusaka today, Mr. Chikoti revealed that Zambia's stock position stands at approximately 326 million liters of diesel, 32.8 million liters of petrol, 104 million liters of kerosene, and 1.6 million liters of jet A1. He emphasized that diesel and petrol stock levels are above threshold and highlighted partnerships between his ministry, the Energy Regulation Board, and Tazama Pipeline to mitigate internal and external shocks. The minister further stated that the government has implemented measures to strengthen supply reliability and enhance competition under the open access framework, promoting quality service delivery and transparency. He also warned that key industry players, particularly filling stations operators, to follow guidelines issued by the ERB to avoid unnecessary shortages.
Maritime corridor, and that is the corridor we use to get our products. That's a very important corridor for us, and through which approximately 20% of the world's crude oil passes. So from that 20%, we have also our percentage as a country for our products that comes here. So any prolonged disruption or closure of that passage results into serious threat to the global oil supply stability.
Now, the president of the Democratic Union, Akimun Anthony Njovu, has described the continued delay in the burial of former President Edgar Lungu as a national embarrassment. March 5th marks exactly 9 months since the reported death of Zambia's 60th Republican President, Dr. Edgar Chagwa Lungu. The former head of state passed away on June 5th, 2025 in Pretoria, South Africa at the age of 68. However, his burial has been delayed due to disagreements between the Lungu family and the Zambian government over funeral protocols and the burial arrangements. And Democratic Union President Aki Munjovu says that the delay is an embarrassment to Zambia, which is internationally recognized as a Christian nation. Mr. Njovu says that Christians are expected to demonstrate forgiveness and reconciliation. He has called on both government and the Lungu family to put aside their differences and ensure that the former President Lungu is given a dignified burial. Mr. Njovu has further urged that the matter be resolved before the August 13 general elections.
It is an embarrassment to Zambia's reputation as a Christian nation. I pray that something can be done urgently to resolve this matter. I'd like to urge the government and the PCO family to engage each other on the platform of love so that this matter is resolved and our former president is put to rest. His demise has put Zambia on the wrong side of history as a nation of Christians. Christians should show forgiveness and reconciliation. What kind of Christians are we, surely, that we cannot put our past differences behind and bury the former government and the ECO family hear this plea and call to do something about it? This matter is painting a wrong picture on us as Christians and as a nation. Please, please, I beg you, resolve this matter before the election.
But Attorney General Mulilo Kabesha says that government has not yet received the grounds of appeal from the family of 60th Republican President Edgar Lungu. Mr. Kabesha, however, confirmed that the notice of appeal regarding the burial of the former president has been filed in the courts and stressed the importance of the matter to being resolved amicably.
Notice of appeal was filed, but we haven't received. We haven't received the grounds of appeal. Matters that go to court, there is always that problem. And that's why people are encouraged to sit down and settle the matter amicably. Lawyers call it ex curia. And so this is what we have been trying to do. If parties can agree, then reduce into consent judgment, where each party will be happy. At least it will give comfort to each party.
Action Aid Zambia, Zambia Association of Manufacturers, ZAM, and the Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, have partnered to enhance public sensitization of the 2026 tax policies and reforms. The three institutions have organized a workshop in Lusaka to improve understanding and enhance engagement between taxpayers and tax administrators. ZRA Acting Commissioner General Timothy Melambo says that effective communication between tax authorities and the business community is important to promote compliance. He was speaking when he delivered the keynote speech at the official opening of the workshop. He emphasized the need for a modern and responsive tax system, as such a system adapts to economic, social and technological needs of stakeholders.
Strengthen domestic resource mobilization, reduces opportunities for tax evasion and simplifies stock management for business downstream. If manufacturers issue smart invoices, every buyer in the value chain receives stock directly from their system. This eliminates the need, particularly for small businesses, to manually load before trading, as the transaction of monthly flows through the system. There are no restrictions on issuance of smart invoices. Smart invoices can be issued in business-to-business consumer transactions, even where a customer does not have or has forgotten their GP.
Meanwhile, ZAM President